Testivity Audio Course, Module 8, Whole Life Insurance.
Joint life insurance may be issued as term or whole life. A joint life policy covers two or more lives and pays a death benefit upon death of the first person covered by the policy. In contrast to a joint life policy, a survivor policy pays the death benefit upon death of the last of two or more lives covered under the policy. This is often referred to as a last-to-die or second-to-die policy. There are many reasons to purchase insurance on the life of a child. Typically, juvenile policies are issued to an adult family member and are assigned to the child at age of majority. A common objective of juvenile insurance is to protect the child's future insurability. A popular variation of the juvenile policy is the jumping juvenile policy. This policy has higher premiums in the early years. As a result, cash values accumulate rapidly, creating a source of funds from which to borrow to provide for college expenses. At age 21, the policy face amount jumps up to 5 times its original amount with no medical underwriting or proof of insurability. The premium, while high in the early years, remains level and adequate for the new higher face amount. In response to a demand for market competitive products, the life insurance companies have developed flexible premium products that offer the policy owner the ability to adjust, at will, the level of premium he or she pays on a policy. Adjustable life policies introduce the flexibility to convert to any form of insurance, such as from term to whole life, without adding, dropping, or exchanging policies. Adjustments can be made prospectively only, affecting future premiums and death benefits, but in no way amending the past. Adjustments can include increasing or decreasing premiums and the face amount. If the policy owner so chooses, he or she may make a small premium payment or none at all, as long as there are sufficient cash values to pay required company charges. A universal life policy offers the flexibility of adjustable life and an interest-sensitive feature in that each month the accumulated cash value of the universal life contract will be credited with interest at the current rate. The current rate consists of two parts. 1. The minimum guaranteed interest rate. 2. Excess rate. Each year, the insurer projects its current interest rate, which combines the minimum guaranteed rate and any excess interest they anticipate earning above the minimum. For example, if the guaranteed minimum rate is 4% and the insurer anticipates earning 2% in excess of that, the current rate would be 6%. The current rate is guaranteed for that year and will be recalculated the following year. While premiums are flexible, rather than minimize premium payments, most adjustable and universal life policy owners try to maximize their premiums and build as much cash value as possible. The reason for this is that these policies offer competitive interest rates and the funds grow tax-deferred. Investors used the rapid tax-deferred accumulation of cash values in these policies as a place to put money and then borrow out the cash values income tax-free. This created a highly tax-favored investment with tax-deferred growth and tax-free distributions, loans, at will. In 1988, the IRS caught on and established the 7-pay test. The Technical and Miscellaneous Revenue Act, or TAMRA, established special rules for life insurance policies which fail to meet the 7-pay test. An insurance policy will fail to meet the 7-pay test if the amount paid in premiums during the first 7 contract years exceeds the sum of the 7 level annual premiums required to pay up the policy. If too much money was invested in a whole life policy in the first 7 years, it becomes a modified endowment contract, or MEC, and loses its tax advantages. Distributions, including loans, from a modified endowment contract are taxable as income at the time received to the extent the cash value exceeds premiums paid. In addition, a 10% IRS penalty is imposed on distributions from modified endowment contracts unless the owner is disabled or past age 59 and a half. If any material change is made, such as death benefit increase, to a policy that was purchased prior to 1988, it will lose its grandfathered status and become a modified endowment contract.